starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller, Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen, George Cleveland as Gramps, and, of course, Lassie.
Yeah, and I'll hold him if he stays quiet.
He's sure pretty, isn't he?
Not pretty in the females. Lord was better to birds than he was to humans. Gave the males all the good looks. Look at you and me. Where are you going to keep him?
In the banty coop.
Well, now handle him gentle, because that'd take a week or more to mend that wing.
Take it easy, fella. Take it easy. In you go. Now, you heard what Gramps said. You gotta stay quiet now till that wing sets.
How the ornithologist getting along?
The what?
Your ma's showing off. That's a four-bit word for anybody that's got nothing better to do than mess around with birds. Which reminds me, I got a fence to mend.
No, Lassie, leave him alone. He's got to stay quiet.
What are you going to do with him when his wing heals?
Let him go, I guess. Gram says he's probably too old to tame. But I could clip his wings.
Would you want to?
Clip his wings? Oh, it doesn't hurt him. He just wouldn't be able to fly.
And that's what I mean.
Do you think it's wrong?
It's not a matter of right or wrong.
Oh,
why do chickens lay eggs everywhere except where they're supposed to? Because they're chickens, I guess. I'm sorry, Jeff.
Well, that's okay. I was just thinking. He must have been flying south with the whole flock when the storm hit him. But wouldn't he be better off here on the farm? He'd get all he wanted to eat, and nobody would be shooting at him.
Well, that's something, I suppose. But what would he think about not being able to fly?
Do ducks think?
Well, now, that's an interesting question. We must ask Dr. Weaver sometime. Certainly, they don't think as we consider thinking. They don't reason things out. But they do have instincts. They know when it's time to fly north. They know when it's time to fly south. And they know when it's time to have ducklings.
Well, if I kept him here, he never could have any. Because there's no hen.
That's right.
But I could get him one. It wouldn't have to be a mallard. Joe King has a whole flock of white pecans. Which do you think he'd rather do, fly or have a hen?
I have a cake in the oven.
But we didn't settle anything.
Oh, well, now you do whatever you think's best, sweetie.
Boy, I sure wish you could talk. I sure hate to let him go, but I guess it's the best thing for him.
Unless a hawk gets him or some guy shoots him.
Is that all you can think about?
Well,
think about him flying north and raising a family, and then flying south.
Okay.
Well, that's that. Sound like cannons. Look! You're not allowed to fire more than three shots in a row.
Yeah,
that's right. Anyway, they're shooting on posted land. Maybe they don't know it. Come on, we better go tell them.
Doing all right.
At this rate, it won't take long to fill up the truck.
Yeah.
There must be some cripples around here.
Hey, there's one. Take it.
Marcy, come back!
Get that dog out of here, Sonny. We're shooting her.
You're not supposed to be shooting here. All this end of the marsh is posted.
Chip, look at all the dead ducks. And the live ones over there.
Nice dog. What makes you think this land's posted, Sonny?
There's a sign on the fence. Back there.
Huh? I guess we didn't see it. Sure don't want to break the law now, do we?
You broke it anyway. All you're supposed to shoot is 7 ducks. And there's 10 floating on the pond. And lots more in front of the blind. And you're shooting over live decoys. You're not supposed to do that.
Well, how come you kids know so much?
We learn about the game laws in the 4-H club.
Oh, we're from out of state. We don't know nothing about your laws around here.
Wildfowl laws are federal. The government makes them, not the state. How many shells in those guns?
Huh?
You're only supposed to have 3 shots in a gun. I heard 5.
Why don't you kids go on home?
That's all right, Al. These are smart boys. They know the score. But you're wrong about the gun, Sonny. We got them plugged.
You better watch out the game warden doesn't catch you. Doc Weaver's the game warden.
Oh, we're quitting anyway. Would you like to take a couple of ducks home to your mother?
No, thanks.
We better get out of here.
You crazy? You think I drove 100 miles just to get scared up by a couple of wise guy kids?
They'll talk. They'll have that warden on our necks.
There won't be any more flights coming in until about dusk. We'll hide what we got, coop up the decoys, and stash them in the woods.
What about the guns?
We got the plugs in the truck.
You mean you want to shoot here tonight?
And how? They'll be flying in here like locusts.
We gotta get home and call Doc Weaver as soon as we can. What you whining about, Jim?
I don't know.
Come here, girl. What's the matter?
Huh? Blood. Feels like a baby. He must have hit her when she ran after that duck. Can you get it out?
No, it's too far in.
That's all right, girl. We'll fix it when we get home. Come on.
Steady, lassie. Easy. There we are. Look at that. See? Didn't hurt a bit, did it, girl? Hmm? That's all the pay I need. Nothing like appreciation from a patient.
Shouldn't you put some medicine on it, Doc?
Don't need to. Be all healed up by tomorrow. Now, where'd you see these two men?
Down at the north end of the marsh, where it's posted.
Over limit, eh? And live decoys.
And shotguns without plugs.
Sounds to me like market gunners.
Could be. Don't see many of those around anymore. Well, I'll drive down past the marsh and take a look.
How's the patient?
Right as rain. Be seeing you.
Say hello to Nora.
Sure will.
Thanks a lot, Doc.
You're sure welcome.
Hello, lassie. Oh, Porky, your mother called.
Supper? So long. Bye.
Oh, poor girl. Something's always happening to you. Oh, better get washed up. 5 minutes.
What's a market gunner, Gramps?
Men who shoot wild game and birds for market. There used to be a lot of them years ago, before the laws came in.
You mean people who sell what they shoot?
Yep, but they didn't care how they shot them. Years ago, there were tens of thousands of passenger pigeons heading south in the fall. Now there ain't one left.
Not one? Why?
Market gunners killed them all off. Come dusk, they'd roost in a tree and so thick sometimes that the branches broke. Then they'd either blast some shots into the tree or set off dynamite to stun them. Well, I saw a man come out of the woods behind the lake there with the back of his wagon loaded with 500 birds.
Golly, I sure hope Doc catches those guys.
Oh, I doubt that they're still there.
Soup's on.
Coming. It takes two kinds to make a world, the good and the bad. But we're just lucky we got more of the good.
Did you see him fly off? Incidentally, how does it happen you never gave him a name?
I did. I called him Medwick, after Ducky Medwick.
Oh. Who's Ducky Medwick?
He was a baseball player. Gramps told me about him.
Oh. But he wasn't a duck. He was a drake. You should have called him Sir Francis. Oh, never mind. Did he fly away when you released him?
No. I put him on a small pond and he swam. I don't even know if he can fly. Hello? Oh, just a minute, please. It's for you, Gramps. Doc Weaver.
Yeah, Frank. I don't understand that. It ain't like Jeff to get things wrong. Well, he ain't so good on arithmetic, but there's quite a difference between five and a couple of dozen. Yeah, I sure will. Thanks, Frank. You and Porky didn't get into any hard cider, did you?
What happened?
Frank says them men were shooting on the unposted part of the marsh. They had five ducks between them. Their guns were plugged and no live decoys.
It couldn't have been the same man.
Same description. How'd you know their guns were not plugged?
I heard five shots.
Well, they could have come from two guns.
No, I heard 10. Five from each.
Don't raise your voice, Jeff.
But why doesn't anybody believe me?
Well, the best of us make mistakes.
Well, how could I make a mistake? And how could Porky? You said to put Medwick on the posted side, didn't you? Well, that's where I put him, and that's where they were. They were shooting over live decoys, and there were 10 dead ducks floating on the pond, and a lot more in front of the blind.
Well, it don't make sense to me, but Frank says he can't do anything about it. They're going to camp overnight and shoot tomorrow morning.
What's the matter?
Medwick! If he can't fly, they'll shoot him sitting on the pond.
Are those shots?
Shots from the marsh.
Oh, then Jeff was right. Shooting at night's illegal, isn't it?
Yes. I hope Jeff didn't hear him, or he'll worry about that crippled drake. I'm going to call Frank.
Sure they were shots, George, and not some truck backfiring on the county road?
Look, if I can't tell a 12-gauge shotgun from a backfire, I better get my ears examined. But not by you. Ellen heard them, too.
Did I hear my name mentioned?
Yes.
Hello, Clay.
Hello, Ellen.
No sense in me saying hello. I just said goodbye a couple hours ago.
Frank says them shots we heard were...
Not so loud. Jeff's sleeping.
I doubt it. I bet he's heard every word.
My wife said to tell you if I get called up here one more night, she's going to get a vote passed by the town council.
He's gone. Jeff's gone.
What?
Just as I thought, he heard the shots and he and Lassie had gone down to get the evidence.
Well, don't just stand there talking. Do something about it.
Well, all right, come along.
Thank you.
early morning?
About 15.
They're gonna get away. You go get Gramps. I'll try and stop them. Go ahead, get Gramps.
You again. Now, what do you want?
I lost something. Came back to look for it.
This time of night?
Let's scram, Dave.
You'd better not. You're surrounded.
What are you talking about?
Let go of me! Let go! Let go of me! Let go! Let go!
You're wasting time, Dave. Let's go!
Kid, you better learn not to stick your nose in other people's business.
Let go of me!
Call her off, or I'll let her have it.
Lassie! Lassie! No, Lassie, no! Stop it! Stop it, Lassie! Stop it!
Come on, Dave, let's get out of here.
We gotta get rid of that dog. You'll have her on her tail.
Okay.
No, wait a minute. She's a good collie. I know a guy will give $100 for her. All right, kid, get her up on the truck.
No!
All right. Let her have it.
Get away from her, kid.
No, wait! I'll tell her.
All right, hurry up. Well, come on, get her up there.
Up, Lassie. She'll come back. You'll see.
Not where we're taking her. She won't. So long, kid.
She must have come out of that truck.
Wait a minute. Let me out. All right, girl. Where's Jeff? Listen, you go get him and I'll follow her. All right, girl. Where's Jeff now?
Lassie will be back. She'll find some way to get loose of him. We'll just wait here, because this war shall come. See? What I tell you? Look! Hi, Gramps.
You all right?
Sure. Look, I found Medwick. He can't fly.
Where's your bike?
Down the road.
Let's get it, and I'll pedal, and you ride the handlebars. Your ma's probably sick with worry. Come on now.
What happened to the market hunters?
Clay and Frank went after him. Yeah, they sure had it coming to him. Yeah, I'll tell him. Bye, Frank. Frank Weaver. Remember those fellas that were market hunting?
How could I forget?
Came up for trial this morning. Judge Wheatley fined them $500 apiece and 10 days in jail.
Good.
Mom!
Yes?
Can you come out here for a second? Cares about flying anymore?
No, I guess not.